Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 2014 survey. I told you about it. Keep telling you about it. 86% of Native Americans surveyed, a 3,306-person study, said that Native Americans were proud to have their name associated with teams like the Braves and the Redskins because it's about powerful warriors, nothing derogatory. 80, do you realize in a poll how big that is, 86%? That's enormous.
That's huge, yeah.
New poll came out yesterday. It's in the Morning Consult. 2,202 adults surveyed. 50% of them, half of them, don't want the team name changed. That included Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, White Adults, Hispanic, Black, and others.
So why are they changing it? Because some sponsor whined about it?
Because it's virtue signaling amongst their rich people. You know, it's like, and it's mostly white people in their 30s.
Yeah,
think about it. If Nike wants you to change it and they're not going to give you all kinds of free pads and uniforms if you don't, what are you going to do?
50% said don't change the name. 22% said they don't care. So that's 72% that either don't care, don't change the name. And only 30% want the name changed.
I mean, if it was like an overwhelmingly result where it was super offensive, then I could see them being like, okay, we don't want to, like, I get it. But the majority of people don't have a problem with that. I mean, it was an honor when football teams were named. They're named after the strongest of the strong of people and animals and things like that. So it really was like a compliment when you think about it.
Yeah, but no, Dan Schneider and Coach Rivera are all working closely to change the name to something stupid.
Well, it's the right thing to do for a number of different reasons.
I don't want to hear your reasons. Goodbye.
Yeah, they include money.
Precisely.
Yeah. And then what are they going to change to, an animal's name? The Wolverines or...
Pete is going to be upset if they do.
Absolutely.
The NFL sees fit to exploit whatever and whomever they like to make their billions of dollars. And the ones they use the most? The animals. Bengals, Panthers, Lions, Jaguars. None of those cats see a dime of that NFL money. And what about the birds? The Falcons, Cardinals, Eagles, Ravens, Seahawks. They just want to fly around and lay eggs and be left alone. What about the ungulates? Broncos, Colts, Rams? They can't even leave the ungulates alone. And the dolphins? They call them fish. They're not fish. They're mammals. So please spread the awareness before the NFL hurts more animals. Next thing you know, they'll be playing the game with a pigskin. Oh, God!
Rick Stacy!